Should I get one more caller at least? Bob in Wisconsin. Hello, Bob. What's your question for us?
Hello. My question is for Dr. Hahn. What I would like to ask is that in your book, Rome, Sweet Home, in a chapter written by Kimberly, she's talking to a former classmate of yours, and they're discussing John 6:63, where it says, the spirit gives life, the flesh profits nothing. And Kimberly explains that it's not the cannibalism, as the people who walked away apparently took it to be, but rather that it's the resurrected, glorified body of Christ that we receive. I wondered if you're in agreement with that. Is that the Catholic understanding? And a second question, which I don't mean it to be a stupid question, but it may sound that way, but I'm curious, what translation of the Bible is it that you're using there? What Bible do you use?
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Second question is easier. It's the RSVCE. It's the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. The first question, I would say, in John 6, when Jesus says, eat my flesh and drink my blood, and I'll raise you up, and then he goes on to say that the flesh availeth nothing, it's the spirit that gives life, his point is not to negate what he had previously said. When he says, the flesh availeth nothing, he doesn't say, my flesh availeth nothing. He's speaking about the flesh, that is, our flesh. And so when he says, you know, my flesh is food indeed, my flesh, my blood is drink indeed, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him, what he's going on to say in verse 63 is, what makes his flesh so different than our flesh? Our flesh, which is so weak, his flesh, which is so strong, it's the spirit. The flesh availeth nothing, it's the spirit that gives life, but the spirit uses the instrument of Christ's flesh and blood to give us this divine life, so that he abides in us and we abide in him, precisely through this flesh, which communicates nothing less than the Holy Spirit.